What's the nature of your emergency?
Welcome back to the Tactical Living Podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Walton, joined by no longer Detective Walton, because you are Mr. Sergeant Walton now.
It's Clint, very true. I'm very good.
It's going to take me some time to get used to that.
I know. I was thinking the same. I'm so used to, and this is Detective Walton, and it's not the same anymore.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
I have a kid brother who has, for many years, suffered from some alcohol issues, and he's gotten DUIs. And I feel like in California, we are not nearly as strict as we used to be when it comes to enforcing the law against people who drink and drive.
It's sad to see, because there's so many. I mean, I remember growing up, like, a DUI, like, apart from murder and everything, you see the DUIs come into place of, they were high up there on the penalties. You have the fines associated to it, the jail time associated to it. Like, it was a massive impact on you if you did get arrested for a DUI.
Yeah, and he went to AA classes for a very long time, and it's only now this year that he's completed them that he no longer has to go. And he admittedly really enjoyed going to those classes, and I think a lot of it was based on the community that he had in going to those classes.
Yeah, it's when you have a kind of a foundation to where you can fall back on and a support system to inhibit you from wanting to fall into your past habits, it's really important to have.
And I'm sharing that story because today I wanted to talk about the link between malicious intent, malevolence, and trauma. There's a link down below that I'll share by Dr. Jordan Peterson. He, in my opinion, is one of the most brilliant minds of modern time. And he talks about understanding the importance of malevolence when it comes to trauma. And breaking that down, what that means is there's a big distinguishment between somebody who experiences a traumatic event versus the long-term effects of somebody who experiences a traumatic event based off of malevolence, meaning somebody had intent on doing you wrong.
You know, it's as I'm sitting here, I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to pronounce malevolence. And that's been the struggle, but there's those different facets you want to kind of, it's hard to comprehend in a lot of ways. And it's being able to, it's that kind of that old saying, did this happen to me or did this happen
around
me? And
yeah. And the story with my kid brother is he has gotten into this habit of calling me a couple of hours after he's gotten off work, which is also a couple of hours since he has begun drinking. And these conversations, especially in recent time, have always ended in the same way, where he gets upset and we end up getting off of the phone in an angry way. And angry in the sense of me not having the patience or the discipline, wanting to partake in speaking to somebody who is under the influence, and him because he is under the influence. And this last conversation between he and I, he did something with malicious intent behind it, meaning that what he proceeded to do was simply for the sake of trying to hurt my feelings or to be mean. And that resulted in me reformulating some new boundaries around him. And it's very difficult when you're dealing with a family member, especially a family member that you care about, and even further, a family member that you wish that they would heed your advice and take some of the support. And we all know that nobody is going to change until they're ready to change and get the help that they need. And so I think that it's an important concept to be able to point out, because it's all about self-reflection and just understanding ourselves a little bit deeper. And going into the conversation with Dr. Jordan Peterson, I think that this is a concept I've never really sat to think on before. Because if we think about all of the traumatic experiences that we have had in our life, I'm going to use a car crash, for example. For the majority of us, we will not have been ran into by another driver with malicious intent, meaning it's not going to be one of those, I guess, viral videos that you see of a suspect who charges into a police cruiser on purpose, right? That's malicious and malevolent intent. But when you're in a vehicle accident, that's a traumatic experience. And you might have some feelings and some emotions that need to be worked on thereafter, getting into another vehicle and maybe driving on the same road and all the things that make the connections. But it's quite different from, let's say you're a female and you have an uncle who sexually abuses you. He does that with malicious intent, right? He has the intent to violate you. So those are two very different scenarios when it comes to the entire experience overall. And the reason that Dr. Jordan Peterson makes mention of this concept is because the way that we handle and approach the healing process, or even understanding how and why we're reacting and feeling the way that we are based on these types of situations, it's an important thing to understand in order to properly be able to heal from them.
Yeah, and it's such an interesting way of looking at things. And I'm sitting here listening to this, getting educated by Ashley like I always do. And it's one of those things, like in that traffic accident explanation, is that's one of those instances where it's not about you. It happened to you, but it wasn't about you. Is the outlying sources. It's not like you were specifically targeted. Where the example of the uncle that sexually assaulted you, that is strictly about you. And it's being able to differentiate the two. It's not saying one is more traumatic than the other, or trying to lighten up that trauma associated to it, but it's all trauma, and it's something that we need to recognize.
Yeah, and Dr. Peterson goes a step further in not wanting to undermine the concept of trauma, not by any means, but he says that true trauma actually involves both the traumatic event and malevolence. And the reason for that is because not only do we have to take stock of the actual event that took place, that's trauma recovery option number one, but we also have to deal with the element of malevolence that took place, which is trauma element number two. So going into that same example of the female being sexually assaulted by her uncle, you would have to deal with the actual sexual assault, right, as trauma option number one. And then trauma option number two would be all of the components that involve the family element of having to deal with that negative and heinous act that was imposed upon you by said uncle.
And it's really interesting in that instance, because you're dealing with that family element, and you're going to have people that support you and want to be there for you in that instance. But then you're going to have the naysayer saying, oh, he would never do that to you. And kind of that trauma associated to those outliers who are in support of the person who did that. And that's a whole other level of trauma that you're not typically prepared for.
Yeah. And I think it's great to have something that we're all educated on, because if ever we come into something that we experience that's similar to this, then we're prepared with the knowledge of knowing that there are going to be layers of the healing that need to take place. And if we're looking at a situation of an officer who was involved with a suspect, and the suspect blatantly tried to, hit him over the head with a shovel, that's a completely different element than something that inadvertently happened to the officer, like a traffic collision, for example. And so when we understand that, then from a psychological point of view, and when it comes to psychotherapy and the elements of healing, the main difference here is the patient empowerment component. So that means that there's going to be a lot of work that needs to take place in order to rebuild or continue to build upon that empowerment aspect for the patient.
You know, and that's what people don't always understand. There's so many outlying sources that affect that level of trauma associated to it, and being able to address it on every angle and not just be focused on that incident within itself, but everything that's going on with it.
Yeah. And I think that there's too little focus on just the psychological kind of backbone or maybe prep work that we could put in to ourselves before trauma even takes place. And I love that word empowerment. To me, you know, I constantly think about that and relate it to like the whole women's movement thing, but that's not how I'm taking it in when I'm speaking upon it right now. When I'm thinking about the word empowerment, I'm thinking about, okay, what are all the reps that I could be doing right now in order to better build up my resilience and then also better build up just my fortitude and my confidence if ever something traumatic should come my way. So I just wanted to shed light on that. I hope that you've gotten some value out of today's episode. If you have, do us a favor, drop a review, subscribe down below. And as always, know that I am sending you a long, tight hug from my home to yours.